Good day, everybody. From me, Andre Fulyun from Gateway News, with a preview of some of our latest God stories. When Rani Kutsia wheeled his wooden cross over the bike bridge accompanied by supporters who had driven 2,000 kilometers from Cape Town to bless him as he entered Zimbabwe, he had no idea what lay ahead of him. Then God sent two angels to meet him on the other side, in the form of two men who sensed God prompting them to support Rani by serving as his backup team, driving behind him through the Zimbabwe leg of his Crosswalk Africa mission, carrying his provisions and providing logistical support. God made a way. He opened the Red Sea, said Rani, who had booked a night in a lodge in the Zimbabwean border town of Bikebridge, not knowing how he was going to continue his trek into the unknown. As I look at the logistics, the distance between towns, I realize I wouldn't have been able to do this by myself. And the Lord knew it, and he just made a way, he said in a telephone interview yesterday, 8 months after setting out from Cape Town on a mission to wheel across to Jerusalem. Yesterday, I also got to speak to the two men who are so selflessly supporting him. Pastor Cleverton Kunjuta, who leads a small church in a rural area near Bikebridge, said he had connected with Rani by the grace of God. He said that on the 3rd of November, a woman phoned him telling him there was a man carrying a cross at the border post. She asked whether he would be able to assist him. Cleverton said he went to the border post where some men who were helping Rani with some bags handed him over to me. He hosted Rani at his home for 10 days. From his second night in Zimbabwe. He also decided to organize a vehicle to transport Rani's provisions during his time in the country. He said he witnessed with Rani's prayer and evangelism mission, and God put it in his heart to accompany him during his Zimbabwe ministry until he meets the right people. I also spoke to Chaplain Brian Teputepu of Bikebridge, who founded and leads the Association of Christian Truckers of Southern Africa, an outreach to truckers which he said is touching truck drivers in Southern Africa, but which he believes will go into Africa in a big way. Brian said he has been aware of Rani's Crosswalk Africa trek and had hoped to take a selfie with him when he was in Zimbabwe. So he was delighted when Cleverton invited him to meet Rani. Thereafter, he gladly agreed when the pastor asked him to join him on the road, providing support to Rani through Zimbabwe. Brian said he has a heart for the kind of mission that Rani is undertaking. In 2012, he was the only black member of a Campus Crusade for Christ long-distance cycling campaign to take the gospel across South Africa. He said he is focusing on making connections for Rani, including arranging accommodation along the route to Harare, via Mashvingo and then on to Nyamapanda on the border with Mozambique. He has also reached out to a cellular network to try and ensure that Rani will have data throughout his time in Zimbabwe. Rani said he honored these two men of God who just stepped up and were obedient to help with this part of the journey. He said, "I'm not sure what's going to happen in Mozambique, but God is already there, like he's here with us now." He said he was also aware that police in the country knew of his mission and were keeping an eye on his safety. He said that he is currently experiencing new things every day, including new eating habits. "This is very different. I am having to adapt. Sometimes it's difficult." But he said it's the greatest adventure that anyone can be on, walking with this cross, changing lives, and seeing people coming to repentance and just coming to Christ. I believe there are a lot of people that we don't even know about that gave their hearts to the Lord just driving past. He asked for prayer that the 30-day visa he has been granted to stay in Zimbabwe will be extended as he needs more time in the country. He said that after Zimbabwe, he plans to walk with his cross through Mozambique, Malawi, Tanzania, Kenya, Ethiopia, Sudan, Egypt, and Israel. You can read this story and more on our website at gatewaynews.co.za, on Facebook at Gateway News page, or in our weekly newsletter, which you can sign up for on our website. God bless you abundantly until we meet again.